Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Now, as our custom is, let's take our anchor scriptures. I want to start with Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 10 to 15. Prophet Ezekiel. Where is your sister? And the Levites that are gone away far from me, when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministered in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house, and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister unto them. Can we move on? Because they ministered unto them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. This is a serious word. Let's move on. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house for all the service thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. Verse 15, very important. But the priest, the Levite, the sons of Zadok that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms chapter 100. Psalms chapter 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God? It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Shall we continue? For the Lord is what? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That is it, right? Good. Now, we are going to read the book of Acts chapter 13 verse 2. We are all going to read together. Do not ascend ahead of us. Hallelujah. Do not ascend. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, we are reading together. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Today's message is the first part of what God wants me to share with you on Sunday as we are in pursuit of the knowledge of Teach Us to Pray. And we have started to look at forms of prayer. And last week we understudy the form of what? Supplication. And if you look at the categories that Apostle Paul gave us, he started with supplication. He came to prayers, intercession, and what? Thanksgiving. And today's form that we want to understudy is what? Thanksgiving. But the message title is As They Ministered Unto the Lord. So the title of the message is As They Ministered Unto the Lord, part one. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. As your word come, let it come with power and might, and bless us in the name of Jesus. So in the beginning of our pursuit on Teach Us to Pray, under the sub-series, Men Ought to Pray, we learned that it is the natural, it is in our natural expression to be prayerful because we are hot priests. And I want to establish to you that as a believer, priesthood is bestowed on you from birth. And when I'm talking from birth, I'm talking about your spiritual birth. That is why we are called in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. We can see that, like, let's take 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. We found out that we were called the royal priesthood as a result of we being priests. And the ark, Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. Please, I have not anointed this young man for this service. Have I laid hands on you for this service? Please touch him. Give him the grace to deliver. Hallelujah. But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, what did he say? Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. And he had made us what? Kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. For a better context of understanding what I'm trying to say, that priesthood was bestowed on us from birth, in a better context to help you, I have to compare it to our sex, which I'm talking about as our male or female distinction, which is determined from birth. So it is out of birth we know that you are a male or female. It is not how you feel. Thus, we have no option than to live as male, and we have no option than to live as female. If we are born male, we live as male. If we are born female, we live as what? Female. I want to put it to you that your spiritual genealogy or your spiritual sex, in terms of comparison, is that you are a priest. It's not something that you become. It is something you are born as. Hello? Are you with me? So that is why men ought to pray, because it is in our natural nature as priests to what? To pray. And for you to, that is why, you see, when you don't show forth prayer, is you are a suspect. There's an issue. Because a goat cannot do what man can do. Are you there? Okay. Priesthood is by birth. And this was not different with that of the Levitical priesthood. Now, I want us to look at something right here. Priesthood is by birth. And if you remember what we study under the course of priesthood, we found out that there are two kinds of priesthood in the Bible. We have what? The Levitical priesthood. And we have what? The Melchizedekal priesthood. Even with the regards to the Levitical priesthood, it was determined by birth. And the first time it was contested, God settled the matter. Let's read the book of Numbers chapter 17. Let's find something right here. God called a particular tribe and declared them priests, and their genealogy, the tribe of what? Levite. And one day a contention was raised in the book of Numbers chapter 16. And in Numbers chapter 17, God decided to settle the matter. Let's read. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, let's go. Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers. This was talking about the house of the tribe. So every time you hear the house of their fathers, we are talking about the tribes in North Israel. Of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 what? Rods. And you know that how many tribes you have in Israel? Write down every man's name upon his rod. So for every tribe, they had princes heading them. And the princes had rod. And rod stands for authority. Let's continue. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of what? Levi. So we found that Aaron was the prince in charge of what? Levi. For one rod shall bear for the head of the house of their father. So only one rod can represent what? A tribe. Now let's move on. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet you. Continue. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. Let's move on. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one according to their father's house, even 12 rods, and the rods of Aaron was among their odds. Rods. Let's end it at verse 7. And Moses laid it up, the rods, before the Lord in the tabernacle of what? Witness. Verse 8. And it came to pass. Somebody said it came to pass. That on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed bosoms, and yielded out almonds. Do you know why this thing came about? In Numbers chapter 16, there was a contention against the call of priesthood upon the life of the Levite. And God said that the Levites were called as priesthood from birth. I decided to put it on them. So Aaron and his generation shall remain what? Priests unto me. In the book of 2 Chronicles, David said that for we the Levites are priests according to the order of Aaron, the Levites. So even the Levitical priesthood, it was by what? Birth. And that was the shadow of what? The reality. So it means that we too, as Melchizedekal priests, we too, our priesthood is by birth. So whether you like it or not, when you are born again, you are a priest. So it's better you understand this and live by it. Hallelujah. Are we on the same page? So what? Why am I still talking about this concept of priesthood? Because we have to understand that priesthood exists because of ministry. Simple. This is why, for the first time, the office of priesthood was established. Even with regards to the Levitical priesthood, it was as a result of ministry. The reason why I'm still emphasizing on the concept of priesthood, because priesthood exists because of ministry. And the first time the office of priesthood was recognized in the Bible, it was attached to ministry. Exodus chapter 28, verse 1 to 4. Let's read it. Are we there? And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto what? Me in the priest's what? Office. The key word here is what? Minister. So the call of Aaron and his sons and all the Levites was because of what? Ministry. When we talk of ministry, don't think out of the box. The word ministry means what? Service. So priesthood exists because of what? Service. And the reason why we are born again, one of the reasons why God, we are called into this kingdom, is to serve. Ministry. Let's read. Even Aaron, Nadab, and not Abihu, Eleazar, and not Itamar, Aaron's what? Son. Let's go on. And thou shalt make holy garment for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for what? Beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garment to what? Consecrate him, that he may what? Unto me in the priesthood office. So the first time the office of priesthood was recognized in scripture, it was as a result of what? Ministry. So if you are a priest, you need to understand what ministry is. In the book of Exodus, if you continue to verse 4, the same thing. Exodus chapter 29 verse 44, you find the same thing there. It is therefore needful that every believer is raised to understand that we have a ministry to attend to. That is why we all have ministry system to develop as a result of our nature as being priest. The reason why in the believer's system, there is a ministry system, because there is a nature in you called priesthood. And because of that, you have to develop your ministry system. So if you read in the NLT, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10, you give me the King James, but if somebody can open the NLT, said 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10, as every man has received the gift, Even so, minister. The word over there is what? Minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of what? God. Can somebody read the NLT for me? NLT. Let me read it. Hallelujah. Are you following? Are you being blessed? Follow. I'll bring you to the point of the topic. And you are going to really be blessed. Hallelujah. Where is NLT? Okay, I found him. And we are in what? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Is that not it? 4 verse 10. Good. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gift. Use them well to serve one. So everybody here is gifted as a result of being what? Priest. And it is expected of you to what? Minister. Forget about what the ministry will be served to. But the key word is what? Serve. So if you sit in the church, or you sit in a church where they don't attend to your ministry system, you are in trouble. It means that they are denying you the expressions of your nature. Are we there? Do you really get what I'm talking about? Priesthood exists because of ministry. We are priests because there is a ministry to attend to. And the first time priesthood was mentioned in the Bible, recognized as an office, it was because of what? Ministry. Are we there? But we need to understand something. Even though priesthood was set up for the sake of ministry, if you take a critical study of the Bible, you find out that the ministry was set up in order. Even though priesthood is about ministry, there is an order with regards to the kind of ministry you can render as a priest. And these ministries are, number one, ministering unto the Lord and ministering unto the people. In the book of Exodus that we read, we find out that Aaron and his sons were anointed to minister unto the Lord. If we read the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10, we read, we find out that we were ministering towards one another. Because of time factor, I don't want to take us so deep into this place. But in the office of the priesthood, or in the calling of priesthood, there is a level where you can minister as a priest unto the Lord. And there's a level where you can minister as a priest unto what? The people. Now, in the Levitical order of priesthood, it was Aaron's genealogy who was set apart to minister unto the Lord. And even though they were all called into priesthood, I mean the Levite, there was an order to the priesthood, that is, it was only Aaron and his descendants who were permitted to operate as priests who minister unto the Lord. Are you following me? Therefore, if you study scriptures very well, you'll find out that the only people who were anointed in the Levitical order of priesthood were those who were ministering unto the Lord, not those ministering unto the people. Check. The anointing oil that was instructed to be produced, and in terms of priesthood anointing, was unto those who minister unto the Lord. And the day that a priest, a colleague priest, a Levite contested this, God was angry. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16. Are you with me? I said that the order of priesthood is that we as priests in the office of a priest can minister unto the Lord or minister unto what? One another. But this is an order. And God, in his wisdom, in the Levitical order, it was the first time we saw the separation, was that God separated the sons of Aaron as those who minister unto him. Are you there? And then the rest of the Levites will minister unto what? The people. So it was only the sons of Aaron who had the capacity to do the two. But the rest, they were limited to what? And the ones who were ministering to them were the ones who were anointed. Now let's read. Now Korah, the son of what? Izha, follow. The son of what? Kohath, the son of what? Levi. So Korah was what? A Levite. And the Levites were the ones who were separated unto what? Priesthood. Do you remember? Are we on the same page? Now let's read. And that time, as for these two people, I don't know what pushed them. But sometimes be very careful to join people against rebellion. Those of you went to Mayhaws, and he had looted and you all follow. The same thing that Dathan and Abraham did. As for them, they had nothing to do with priesthood. But they followed this young man, Korah. The sons of what? Eliab and On. The sons of what? Pilate. The sons of what? Reuben. So you Reubenite, you had nothing to do with priesthood. But Korah was able to convince them to feel that because they are princes. Please, mind your place. Oh. Let's read. Took men. Always, they have foolish people who follow them. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly. Famous in the congregation, men of what? Renown. Elder Prince, I want you to get Numbers chapter 16, verse 8 and 9 in NLT down for me. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and not against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon yourself, too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are hot, holy. It's true. The congregation are hot, holy. That is not a lie. Every one of them, and the Lord is among them. That is not a lie. Numbers 23, verse 23. The Bible said, verse 24, it said, the Lord of hosts is in their heart, their midst. That is also not a lie. Wherefore, then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord. That is where a lie is. They never lift themselves up. It was God who lifted them. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. Now let's read. And he spake unto Korah. Now you see who he addressed. The other two guys, they were not the issue. He spoke to them, who was a priest. He said, there is something you have missed. You are taking it for granted. I'm talking about the order of priesthood. The order of priesthood, where in the Levitical order, the sons of Aaron were the ones who were set apart to minister unto the Lord. And the rest of the Levites were set apart to minister unto what? The people. And the day that somebody decided to go against the order, let's see what God did. And he spake unto Korah and said unto and all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy. And he will cause him to what? Come near unto him. Minister unto him. Even him who he has chosen will be he will he cause to come near unto what? Him. Let's move on. This dude, take your senses, Korah, and all his company. So you see, he was addressing who? Korah, the priest. And put fire therein and put incense in them before the Lord. Do you know it was only priests who had the right to burn incense? Are you there? So he said, if indeed you have been promoted to do what the sons of Aaron and Aaron have to do, then activate your priesthood. And let's see if you have clearance for that. Jesus. Avalakoshaya. In them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord do choose, or do what? Choose. Oh, King James. He shall be what? Holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of what? Levi. Let's go to verse 8. Adabu, do you have the microphone? Read the verse 8 in NLT. That will give you more clarity. Now, Moses was now talking to Korah alone. Is the microphone working? Can we get a microphone, please? Hurry up. Quick. Now, I want the NLT because it gives clarity to this.
Numbers 16 verse 8 from the NLT. Then Moses spoke again to Korah. Now listen, you Levites. Does it seem insignificant to you that the God of Israel has chosen you from among all the community of Israel to be near him so you can serve him?
Hold there. Now you see what? You see, the thing is, Korah thought that it was just a mere thing to be a priest. I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to talk about here. He said, it seems insignificant unto you that the Lord has chosen you Levites, that you should what? Come near unto him and what?
So you can serve him in that, the Lord's tabernacle.
That you can serve in the Lord, not him, you serve in the Lord's what? Tabernacle.
And stand before the people to minister to them.
And stand before the people to minister to them. That is what it was for the sons of Levi, the rest of you. So you see the classification of priesthood over here, according to the Levitical order. Now read what he said.
Korah.
Uh-huh.
He has already given this special ministry to you.
This is a special ministry. Continue.
And your fellow Levites.
And your fellow Levites.
Are you now demanding the priesthood as well? The Lord is the one you and your followers are really revolting against.
So, are you following now? If you read further, you know what happened, right? Go and read further. You find out what happened. I'm talking about the order of priesthood. So from here, we found out that the Levites were called into priesthood, and it was not an insignificant call to serve in the tabernacle, to serve the people. But there was another level of priesthood that the Lord has called the people to what? Serve them. You know, the reason why there was this distinction in the Levitical order was because of the issue of sin. So the Lord has to make a specific. Aaron and his sons, you know what they went through to become, to be able to serve the interest of the Lord? Even they had to have a garment. An anointing must be poured on them. There was a higher level. You see, the first priesthood was by birth. The second priesthood was by consecration. So for them to be able to come before the Lord and minister unto him, that one counts along with consecration. But the first one to serve in the tabernacle and serve the people, that one was by birth. So we are all priests according to Levitical order. But to those, in when you begin to study priesthood, you find out that by division, some have clarification to serve the interest of God by God's consecration. So the first time somebody decided to challenge this order of God in the classification of priesthood, the Lord was angry. The Bible Moses said, it is the Lord you have revolted against, the order of God. The Bible said, fire consumed them. And when fire consumed them, the Bible said, they are followers. The earth splitted and swallowed them. And whoever murmured at what God did, the Lord killed the person that day. Yes. It was a serious distraction that day. Why? Because man stood against the order of God. So we can all be priests. But to minister unto the Lord was a dimension in the Levitical order. Can we move on? Can we move on? No, my whole teachings are not about priesthood, but the topic is what? As they minister unto what? The Lord. Follow me. We are looking at the Old Testament, bringing it to the New Testament. In further elaboration on the division of the kind of ministry of the priest's office with regards to ministering to him and to ministering to the people, we can see God drawing the line in the book of Exodus chapter 44. Let's look at something here. When I studied the concept of Exodus chapter 44 some months ago, somewhere last year, I got scared. I remember one of the days I sat down with one of my friends and we're discussing it on phone, Minister Nanamua, and I was telling him about a revelation God gave me about this place. And it's scary. Follow. Exodus chapter 44, verse 10. You can see that the same distinction was drawn. This time it was not by the order of priesthood, but this one is by the order of what? Faithfulness and consecration. Now let's read. Hallelujah. I will read from mine Bible here. So open your own. Hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel chapter what? 44, the verse what? 10. Ezekiel chapter 44. Sorry, I never say Exodus. I said Exodus. Forgive me. I've been using too much of Exodus. Ezekiel, I'm talking about. Ezekiel chapter 44. Our first reading. Is that not it? Ezekiel. And the Levites that are gone away from me. Read very well. Follow me. It's dangerous. Read. Israel. When Israel went astray. Are you there? Which went astray away from me after their idols. They shall even bear their own iniquity. Underline that word, iniquity. He said there was a priest that went astray. When the whole church went astray, they followed the church. Are you following me? To serve the idols. If you listen to the message I preach on idols of the heart, you find out it's not only physical things that we call idols. Let's go. He said, they shall bear their own iniquity. Keep that one in mind. Let's move on. Yet, this is dangerous. They shall do what? Shall be ministers in the heart. Even though they have gone astray, the lost are still, I will keep them to minister. Follow. Having charge at the heart gate. So, at the gate. Of the house. And ministering to what? The house. So, we are still talking about the house. The house. The body of Christ. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for what? The people. God himself has ordained this for them. And they shall stand before them to minister unto them. Like people, like priests. So here God was saying that as Israel went astray, I will still keep their priest who has followed them to minister unto them. Because they ministered unto them before their idols. And caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore, I have lifted up my hand against them. Say the Lord God, and they shall bear their heart iniquity. The hand of the Lord. So, we're not talking about sin. We know iniquity, the propensity towards sin. And iniquity is permitted to move even to the fourth generation. God is saying that there is a kind of priest who could not hold on to their consecration. And when the church, when the people went astray from me, because they are also not standing firm, they follow the people. The fact that they are following the people doesn't mean I will reject them. I will make them ministers unto them. I'm coming. So, you see, somebody can be blessing you, and they shall not come near unto me to do the office of what? Priest. Unto me, not to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and the abominations which they have what? Committed. They shall bear it. So there can be a priest who is not shameful of their act and their deeds they are doing, and they still can be blessing the people. You see, there are classification of priesthood. And in the church, there are people who can serve the capacity of ministering to you. And yes, sir, God will not give them permission to minister unto him. You see, you can live in your sin and foolishly think that the fact that you are blessing people, you have the endorsement of God. God permits that according to this. When I read this thing last year, I was careful. I can stand here and bless you, but I will be rejected to minister unto him. So in the classification of priesthood, all I can do is that I can minister unto the people. But today we want to minister unto the Lord. The Lord. Because I was like, as they ministered unto the Lord, I pray for you. I hope today you will find your place of ministering unto the Lord. The Lord. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house. Do you understand the word keepers of the charge of the house? Now the Lord said, I will make them pastors about the house. But in the Bible, when we are talking about house, we are not talking about buildings here. In terms of, this is a shadow. In reality, we are not talking about buildings. We are talking about people. So God said, I still make them pastors over the church. So you see, you can be comfortable in a church where the pastor can be blessing you people. But I can guarantee you by this scripture that God does not know that pastor. But I will make them... For all the services thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. So anything that has to do with services to the people without the tabernacle, as long as it doesn't concern God. Let me tell you something. Anything that men are doing that does not concern God, that God doesn't bother. Can you believe that he told Moses that I will not go with you, I will send the angels to go. And they will make sure that you get what I promised you, but I will not be there. As long as it doesn't concern God, God is not there. And be very careful with things that where God is not. Can you believe that priests can minister unto you and be in charge of the church and be doing things? And God said he will permit it because he will keep them. Do you know why? Because it doesn't affect him. When there is sin, he's the God of heavens. When there's no sin, he's the God of heavens and the earth. I'm talking about as the Lord minister unto the Lord. I'm teaching you priesthood. So there are level priesthood, there's classification. Two kinds. Let's move on. The verse 15. But the priest, the Levite, the sons of what? Zadok. I pray you'll be the sons of Zadok. These sons of Zadok were not necessarily the bloodline of what? Levi. But these people qualified to act in the capacity of the sons of Aaron because of what? They kept their oath. That kept the charge of my oath, sanctuary. When the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to do what? Minister unto what? Me. And they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord. The Lord. It's not everybody. Do you know that it was this concept that Jesus elaborated? In the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 22 and 23, let me show you something. You see, when you are here, let me tell you, whether the fact that God is using you to bless people is not an endorsement that God, you minister to him. And be very careful at a place where God is not. Because according to him, he can allow priests who bear their iniquity and shame to still minister to you. It also tells you that somebody can still be under certain kind of things and God can use him to bless you. So don't be so... Are you following me? It doesn't take much to be a vessel of instrument God can use you to minister to people. Even in your iniquity, God can still permit it. Now, it was this concept that Jesus was explaining in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. See, many will say unto me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? The prophecy, was he unto God? Was this ministry unto God? In thy name have cast out what? Devils. Were they casting devils out of God? Ah. Are you following? And in thy name, done many wonderful what? Works. Verse 23, listen to what Jesus said. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye what? That work what? Do you remember the other priest? What did they bear? They bear iniquity. I'm not talking I had no intention of teaching about priesthood. But these things will help you. It was this that Jesus said, that people shall work and express the move of God. But when they come before him, on the day of reward, you tell them that you are workers of what? Because you went astray with the people. You chose the people instead of me. Now there are churches, there are men of God who are now serving the people. They've gone astray. Now they want entertainment. They've left. I follow me. And the pastors have also followed them. They want to hear things that will make their ears tingle. So, but they don't know that. See, I pray for you. No matter what, stay true to your calling. Keep the charge of the sanctuary. You are being raised. As it is your nature as a priest. Don't let anybody let you go astray. Because if they let you go astray, God will permit you to minister unto them. But remember that it is not the ministry you offer unto them that will count into your day of crowning. I didn't come to teach about priesthood. Let's move on. As they ministered unto the Lord, that's what I came to talk about. So my focus is not about the requirement to act in the capacity of priesthood, but to establish the fact that priests can minister to the Lord and to people. And for that matter, we would want to see how this is being painted out in the New Testament. Are we there? So all that I'm trying to do is to show you that as priests, we can minister unto the Lord and minister unto the people. Is this a reality in the New Testament? That's what I want us to find out. Are you there? So, our priesthood in the New Testament has nothing to do with burnt offerings of animals and burning of incense. But we are equally ministering unto what? The Lord. And ministering unto what? People. So, how we minister unto the Lord. Now, know that in the Melchizedek order of priesthood, we are all priests. And we all have equal access to minister unto the Lord. You are the one who can disqualify yourself by living in the reflection of Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 10. Are you following? That's why I gave you the two scenarios. The first scenario was that the differentiation in the priesthood was by what? By birth. The sons of Aaron. The second one was by your choice. So in the same Old Testament, there were a class of priests who were able to minister unto the Lord because they were sons of what? Aaron. And there were another class of priests who were able to minister unto the Lord as a result of staying faithful to their Lord, their calling. And this is the reflection of the Melchizedek order of priesthood. The second one. We don't need to be sons of what? Aaron. But as long as we are Levites, and the Levite is a what? A priest. We can choose to minister unto the Lord or only remain to what? Ministering unto the people. I don't know what is your choice, but I want to minister unto the Lord today. Is that your choice? Is that your choice? Let's move on. For us to be able to examine how we minister unto the Lord, there is one scripture that stands out in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. This brings out about the topic of ministry unto the Lord. But I want to read it in the Passion Translation. So can I do that? Passion Translation. While they were worshiping, give me the King James first, so that you can understand what is the King James. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2. Let's jump to verse 1. We have read this scripture over and over, right? So let's go to the verse 2. But you know this scripture. As they ministered to what? The Lord. You know the people were ministering to the Lord? They were in the verse 1. And fasted, the Holy Ghost said. The focus here is that we found out that not only in the Old Testament are people able to minister unto the Lord, but in the New Testament we found out that there were people who were able to what? Minister unto the Lord. Now, if you read the Passion Translation, it gives more clarity to this. It said that while they were worshiping as priests before the Lord in prayer and in what? Fasting. So the Passion Translation put all of them together. The Bible said they were teachers and prophets, but because of what they were doing at that instant, he called all of them what? Priests. And what they were doing as ministry unto the Lord, he broke it down as what we call what? Worship and what? Fasting. Said as they worship in what? Prayer and in what? In fasting. Are we there? Therefore, the key thing over here as regard to ministering unto the Lord is about prayer. Are we all there? So the New Testament priest can minister unto the Lord through what? Prayer. So we may not be burning fatty what? Animals and blood. But in our capacity of ministering unto the Lord, in Acts chapter 13, the Bible said they did it through what? Prayer. And that form of prayer was called what?
Worship.
Hallelujah. Are we there? Hence, as a New Testament priest, we do minister unto the Lord as in the form of what? Prayer. Now the key question here is, what type of prayer do we offer that falls in line with this office of priesthood? Are we on the same page now? Have I brought you back to where I want you to follow me? Hallelujah. Have you all landed now? Are you with me in the flight? Check if somebody has ascended. I thank God that none of us have ascended ahead of us. Thank God. Hallelujah. So we find out that in the New Testament, there were people who were ministering unto the Lord. In the Passion Translation, he called them priests. And said that the manner of ministering unto the Lord is it was worship in prayer. And this is a form of what? Prayer. Are we there? Are we there? Yes. This form of prayer is what we called the prayer of praise and what? And worship. This was a common practice in the early church, as we will see in these two scriptures. First of all, let's read the book of Acts chapter 2. No, let's take Luke 24 verse 52 and 53. So ministry unto the Lord as priest in the New Testament is an act of what? Expression of what? Prayer. So in prayer, we can minister unto the Lord. Prayer. I'm not saying it's only prayer, but what we've seen from this scripture, it says that they were ministering unto the Lord and it was prayer. And that form of prayer is what we call worship, and what? Praise. And we saw that it was a common practice in the early church. Luke chapter 24, verse 52. And they worshipped him and did what? Returned to Jerusalem with what? Great joy. Verse 53. And were continually in the temple doing what? Praising and blessing God. The key word here was what? Continually. The early church. When Jesus ascended, they worshipped him, and when they went, when he told them that do not leave, what they were doing that in the book of Acts, they said, whilst they were together praying, that form of prayer they were ministering unto what? The Lord. And it was what? Called what? Praising and what? Blessing God. Are you with me? Alright. Let's move on. Acts chapter 2, in the verse 46, we saw that even after the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and the church was constituted full of the Holy Ghost, what happened? And they continuing daily with what? One accord in the temple, and breaking bread from what? House to house, did eat their meat with what? Gladness and singleness of what? Heart. Verse 47. What happened there? Praising what? Doing what? Praising what? And having favor with all people. And the Lord added, I'll talk about the weight of ministry unto the Lord on Sunday. But today, I just want to let you know that as priest in your nature, it is required of you to what? Minister unto the Lord. And in the New Testament, our manner of ministry unto the Lord, one of the common identified way is that we minister unto the Lord in what? Prayer. And that form of prayer is what we call praise and worship. In the teaching of Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, he called it what? Thanksgiving. So today, we are here to minister unto the Lord. You are not here to minister to one another. What I'm doing right now, I'm ministering to you. But when we switch into the next realm, I'm going to minister unto the Lord with my praise and with my adoration. And this is a requirement of a priesthood. If you are a priest, then it is required of you that you minister unto the Lord. It was not in the interest of the Lord to stop even the entire Israelite people from what? Being priests. They forced God's hand to choose a tribe. And when he chose a tribe, God's hand was still forced to choose one line to minister unto him. But in the book of Ezekiel, he made it clear that was not his intention. He said, as long as you can keep unto the command and the charge, as a Levite, as a priest, it doesn't matter whether you're of Aaron or whoever, as long as you're keeping on to the church, then I will qualify you to minister out unto me. In the New Testament, in our course of ministry unto the Lord, prayer cannot be what? So today, you are going to minister unto the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. You see, let me continue. I'm coming to a point. The sweet point is coming now. Follow me. With this kind, we tell him how much we love him. So the prayer of thanksgiving, the prayer of worship and praise, what we do is that we tell God how much we love him. Praise him and thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Because he's good and his mercy shall endure. Because he is good and his mercy shall. And are you with me? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise him, the Lord. Come on, everybody. Praise the Lord. We have to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise him. The Lord, because oh, he is good and his mercy shall. Oh, because oh, he is good Come on, everybody, lift your voice and sing. And his mercy shall end. Can we sing it in the tree? If we say, oh yeah. Na na do, yeah. Na na do, yeah. If we say, ready, if we say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Na na do, yeah. As a priest, can you minister unto the Lord? If we say, we don't need a keyboard to just flow. Just open your mouth and praise the Lord. Yeah. Minister unto the Lord as a priest. Na na do, yeah. Ain't you in I, oh, Gina? Oh, in I. Oh, in I, oh, ye, right. Oh, in I, oh, ye. Yeah, you are, oh, in I, ye, right. Yeah, every side. Yes, yeah, oh yeah. Iradi na na do. Ala kavabra sonde tala dabasaya. Every set. Ora na makosha ne ata. Yes, yeah, na do. So with this kind of prayer, we tell the Lord how much we love him. Jesus, I love you. You are so gentle, so pure, and so kind. You shine. And this is what we call prayer of fellowship. This kind that God takes much pleasure in it. Because he created us for his pleasure. When we say we are fellowshipping with the Lord, that is not the place where we are asking God for our need. That is the place we give God a praise. That is the place we worship. So fellowship with God is an act of priesthood. While we minister unto the Lord, the question is, how have you been very effective in this? Are you a priest? Yes. Priesthood is not because of what you do. You are born with it. You can't do anything about it. But are you living as a priest? I hope you are not like the confused generation of today, who said, though I'm born as a male, I identify as called the Messiah. Do you fellowship with God? Yes. How do you fellowship with him? Father, the visa I asked you, that's not fellowship. You need fellowship. Fellowship is when you go to him. Cool Versailles. Tell him, my daddy, ha, your baby is singing. That is when you are fellowshipping. It is not when Casa Madinina. No, that is not fellowship. Is that also of priesthood? Yes. But that's when you are ministering to people, you are ministering to yourself. But in the office of ministering unto the Lord, that is fellowship. That one requires that you adore him, you praise him. So Paul said, first of all, thanksgiving. That is what, there is no form of prayer that can stand alone without this kind of prayer. You can never be effective in any form of prayer if you neglect this first one. I'm coming. A lot of Christians have, I said Sunday, I'm going to tell you the weight of ministering to the Lord. The weight. You not take it lightly. When I discovered this thing, in fact, when I realized this thing, I have become more serious with it because I love doing it. Nothing breaks me into tears than me adoring the Lord. This evening, I was just there and I just turned on the Pentecost tune. Asked my wife, I was just weeping. I'm a very tough guy, but before God, I'll cry right now.
Because when I think about the things God has done for me, like by this time, I could have been counted among those who are dead. A story of a man that stays in our neighborhood was shared recently. When I heard it yesterday, I met the daughter. He's late now. I met the daughter and I wept. Man who left his home going to find food for family was mashed by a tipper truck. That because of how he was crushed, they couldn't even wait. So they have to bury him as fast as possible. And the car that mashed him was his own friend. You. It was just a month when we came to church without brake. It was just a month when a trailer lost brake and was coming towards your car. That is why when I go before God, I ask, who am I that you are so thoughtful of me? I minister unto him my thanksgiving. I minister to him for who he is. That is praise. And one of the things I know that he is faithful. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3, I said, for the Lord God is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from all evil. The evil that we have escaped over these years is because God is faithful. And that is who he is. That is why I will praise him. Do you minister unto the Lord? Oh, we are going to minister unto the Lord today. The Bible said that it is this what we call the prayer of fellowship, because this is what the Lord takes pleasure in it. Because we are created for his pleasure. Do not take it for granted. One of why God created you is because of his pleasure, not because he wants to do your bidding. Revelation chapter 4. Carissa, remember the song I taught you people? It was on my meditation about why God created us. I got that song. Revelation chapter 4. Verse 11. Is it verse 11? Check for me. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to do what? Receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast what? Created all things, including you. And for what? Help me, for what? What pleasure do you give God? Is it by asking for your needs? No. The pleasure God derives from you is when you become an instrument of worship. When you come to him to offer worship. So in the book of Romans chapter 12, it said, present yourself as a reasonable sacrifice, acceptable. For this is your act of what? Worship. Other translation is your act of what? Service. What pleasure is the Lord delivering from you? You, for almost the whole year, you have never come before God to tell him how grateful you are. Because you don't know that you have to minister unto the Lord. The Bible said, as they ministered, you saw that the early church, it was in their culture, they continuously praising God. Do you praise God enough? Is it a continuous lifestyle of you? So in the book of Psalm 100, as I conclude, David was teaching and talking about the work of a priest. And let's see what he said. You see, he's talking about the craftiness of a priest. How a priest is very effective and dangerous. Do you remember what I spoke about priests? That they are able to what? Create portals and what? And sustain what? Altars. Do you remember that? David was talking about how they do it. Let's watch. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now he starts talking about the priest. Do what? Come on, louder. Do what? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. So as priests, one of the skills they have is that they come before the Lord with what? Singing. And when you're coming before the Lord with singing, this is not a singing. No, this is a singing to minister unto him. Now he explained. He explained it. Now he said, know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that what made us. Remember Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. He made us. And not we ourselves. You have to understand it as a priest. The reason why you have to come before him with singing is because he made you. You have to serve him with that. We didn't make ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his what? Now watch. Now he explained coming before the Lord with singing. Now here, he said what? Enter into his gates. The key. An effective priest. Enter into his gate with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts. With what? Praise. Be what? Thankful unto him. And bless. If you are indeed a priest. If we can be able to sustain altars. I'm teaching you the secret. It is in your capacity to what? Assess the gates and the court of God. And how do we assess it? It is when we minister unto the Lord. Nobody is able to open up heavens. I said when I teach you the weight of ministering unto the Lord, you understand that nobody can ever open the heavens when he doesn't learn to sustain priesthood of ministering unto the Lord. And anytime men minister unto the Lord, the gates open. It was that intelligence that Solomon caught that he offered unto God. 7,000 bulls and rams, everything 777. And God was choked with the aroma. In fact, having that, they lost every cent over there. It was only. Then God asked, who is responsible for this? He said, it's your son, Solomon. He has decided that you will not give us a breathing space today. So I guess this young man wants something. So heaven was open that day. When he slept at night, God came. You are here. Have you been ministering unto the Lord? Tonight, if you have not have understanding of why we have worship service, we have thanksgiving and praise services. Today I'm explaining to you that it is a requirement of your priesthood that you minister unto the Lord. I pray for you. As we rise to our feet right now, and we receive the choir. You see, today, don't come and minister unto us. We want you to lead us to minister unto the Lord. So praise can be songs we sing. It's not the fast, or no, it is the words. We want to exalt God. We want to adore God. We want to minister unto the Lord today, because it is required of us as priests that we minister unto the Lord. And today we want to, at least for the first time, we have realized that we have to express this nature of us as priests. Therefore, we want to minister unto the Lord. Shall we rise you unto our feet? Shall we rise unto our feet? Lift up your voice and begin to praise God. Just
breathe the name upon me. So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now. Lord.